This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about the impact of some new voting procedures, how MNsure could impact tribal health costs, and Sandpiper Pipeline News.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. In these days after the midterm elections, many communities are assessing the success of their voter turnout efforts. White Earth Nation in Minnesota had over 65% voter turnout. That's higher than the state average, which was 50%. But White Earth officials say new polling procedures had them turning people away. Melissa Townsend has the story.
The White Earth Nation was one of four tribes in Minnesota that set up no-excuse polling places. Tribal officials worked with Four Directions, a nonprofit organization that helps get out the vote. And they set up polling places where people could register and fill out an absentee ballot all before Election Day. Lorna Legue with the White Earth Nation says this was a good strategy.
The one by the post office was open for 4 hours on Saturday, and they had 22 voters down there.
How do you feel about that?
It was very good because 9 of those 22 were new registrations.
But Minnesota townships are empowered to make decisions about many of their electoral procedures. And this year, White Earth Township was among those that decided to have a mail-in only ballot. Registered voters were mailed a ballot, and they had to send it in before Election Day. Not everyone understood what they were supposed to do. And in Minnesota, you can register to vote on Election Day, but unregistered voters never received a mail-in ballot. So when these folks showed up at the White Earth Township polling place on Election Day, Lorna Legue had to turn them away.
They couldn't vote. Here, they didn't have a polling place. The only option they had is to drive 35 miles down to the county courthouse.
Do you think they did?
No. I know they didn't. They were frustrated.
Legue says she expects to talk with township officials about the use of mail-in ballots in the next election. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota residents interested in getting state-sponsored insurance can enroll in MNsure starting November 15th. MNsure is the state-run health insurance market set up by the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Native American tribal members don't have to sign up for insurance because treaty rights guarantee free health care through Indian health clinics. But tribes can save money on health care expenses when they buy insurance through MNsure for their tribal members. Phil Norgard is Director of Health and Human Services at the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and he sits on the MNsure Board of Directors.
We have cases where we've insured people and they've had expensive operations in hospitals, and those things have been covered because they had insurance. So instead of the tribe having to have to pay for that surgery through contract health services, the insurance company pays.
Norgard also says when people have greater access to health care, they use it more, and that can lead to better health. County board members in Red Lake, Polk, and Clearwater counties are expressing concern over how long the state is taking to review the proposed routes for the Sandpiper oil pipeline. In an affidavit filed with the Public Utilities Commission, the officials said they need to know how much revenue they can expect from the Sandpiper line in order to draft their budgets for next year. The Enbridge Energy Company has proposed breaking new ground for the pipeline through northern Minnesota. Some northern tribal nations and citizen groups have contested the company's plan, and the state is currently studying several alternative routes these groups have proposed. The environmental review is scheduled to be released in December. In the meantime, Enbridge is doubling down on the controversial route through northern Minnesota. The company has announced its intention to replace Line 3 of the existing Alberta Clipper pipeline. Enbridge plans to build the new replacement line along the contested Sandpiper route. Honor the Earth, a Native-led environmental organization based in the White Earth Nation, is weighing in on the company's plan. Frank Bebo, the group's attorney, says the environmental analysis of the Sandpiper route should take into consideration multiple pipelines running that course.
If you're going to add more pipe and span that corridor once it's established, then we should be examining that route for the amount of risk that it will be posing as the future comes along, not just the one Sandpiper by itself.
Bebo filed an affidavit with the Public Utilities Commission suggesting the state evaluate both the Sandpiper and the Line 3 replacement in the same proceeding. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.